Hi, welcome to the 5 Minute Shift. I'm mom coach Stephanie Rosenfield, bringing you another quick tip for you to feel better in your momming today. Okay, so I have to admit something. When my oldest, who's almost 6, was a toddler, I used to believe that he was a really difficult child. And the thing is, I had so much evidence for this. We would go to soccer class and he would be the only one running around the perimeter, not paying attention like all the other kids. He would be the kid beelining for the pool without any swimmies on. Going to school was so stressful for me because he wouldn't hold my hand, and literally I thought he would get hit by a car every single day. He couldn't sit for more than like 20 seconds at an activity, so when we were on play dates, I was always comparing him to other kids. And if you're like a lot of my mom clients who I coach, you may be thinking things like this about your kids all the time. And here's what I want you to know. You're not thinking these things because you're a terrible mom or because you have terrible kids, and there is nothing wrong with you or your kids that this is happening. I'm going to tell you the real reason that this is happening. It's because of a weird thing that our brains do, and it's called confirmation bias. This basically means that your brain, my brain, all of our brains are going to find evidence to support beliefs we already have. For example, if one of my beliefs was he is so difficult or he has zero attention ability, I would go to work, my brain just naturally would go to work finding evidence, cherry-picking information, interpreting things that are already happening to support that belief. And I'll give you an example of one of my clients. She has 3 kids. She can tell me all the reasons that they aren't respectful, that they don't listen to her, they push each other, they talk back, all the things. And listen to what happened. One time she brought her kids to an event. And during this event, for 50 minutes, they sat in another room and played together without screens. And during the 50 minutes, she didn't hear from them. They didn't come into the room that she was in, and they really just played on their own. And at the end of the event, another mom went to her and she was like, "Wow, your kids are really good. I can't believe they sat in there for 50 minutes without bothering you, without screens." And this mom, her immediate thought, her immediate go-to was, "Well, you didn't see them 5 minutes before the event started, or you need to hear about what happened yesterday." Instead of believing, "Yeah, I do have good kids, or I do have kids that respect me," her brain immediately discounted that because of confirmation bias. Because of the confirmation bias, she paid less attention to evidence that didn't support what she already believed, which is, "Hey, it's possible that I have good kids." Now, the thing is, our brains aren't wired to make us happy moms, literally. We all want to be a happier, more joyful mom, and our brains aren't wired that way. They are wired to help us survive, which is a fabulous thing, right? If you're driving and a car is swerving into you, you want to have that reflex to swerve away. If your child is about to run into the street, you want to have the reflex to grab him, or someone weird is following you in the parking lot and you want to start walking faster. Our brains help us survive, which is fabulous, but they're not wired to help us feel happy and joyful. And so why is this important? Because what we are believing about our kids, about our family, about our husbands affects how we feel about them, which affects how we behave towards them. So if this mom had believed, "Yeah, I do have good kids," she would feel in that moment more connected or loving or proud. And then maybe she would have been like, "Awesome job, guys." She would have acted differently towards him than immediately discounting it. And here's why this is even more important. It's because what we believe about our kids, the thoughts we have about them, who we believe they are, becomes what they think about themselves. So what can we do, right? If we know that our brains are wired to help us survive and this confirmation bias, here's what we can do. And this isn't about toxic positivity or repeating mantras that you don't believe or just saying things over and over in your head that don't feel true to you. It's about building up evidence to support something that could also be true. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down the things that you currently believe about your kids or your husband. They are so difficult. He never gets anything right. They don't listen to me. They are disrespectful. These are just some of the things that I hear, some of the things I used to believe. And I want you to write them down and take a look at them, because that is what you are finding evidence for all day, every day. Now, I want you to write down next to it the opposite. They listen to me. They respect me. He gets things right. They are easy. Again, these may not be things that you believe. You can even write a qualifier next to it, like they are easy sometimes. He gets things right sometimes. At the end of each day, I want you to write down evidence that supports those things. They listened to me today when I told them it was time to go to bed. Or they listened to me today when I asked them to clean up their toys. Because there are times where these things are happening. And our brains are hardwired this way. So what we need to do is to go to work to rewire our confirmation bias. Okay, so if you want to take this all a step further and gain insights that are specific to you and your family, that's exactly what I do with my one-on-one mom coaching clients. You can sign up for a complimentary consult call to learn how coaching can help you and your family. Go to stephaniercoaching.com/consult to sign up.